collaboration.
Innovation.
The next idea.
The world doesn't stop. The world continues to change. So we as people need to change along with it.
One top priority of the Trump administration is rolling back the Dodd-Frank Act and other financial regulations. The next idea is Jeff DeGraff thinks that could be dangerous, but so could some up-and-coming financial tools that might be as disruptive as they are useful.
A few years before the Great Recession, I was an advisor to the Federal Reserve Bank. I provided some limited advice on how to stimulate growth through innovation. It was too little, too late. Many financial experts far more capable than myself tried to help prevent the imminent collapse, but the politicians were sure they knew more about the economic system than the experts. Hindsight proves they knew very little, and it was the everyday American who suffered from their ignorance and arrogance. So here we are again. Less than a decade away from our brush with economic Armageddon, we are deregulating the financial industry. We don't need the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act because the same financial institutions that were too big to fail but required trillions of dollars to bail out will apparently regulate and police themselves. It's like returning to the honor system when half the class was caught cheating and still failed the exam. On top of that, the big investment banks have now invented something called spread networks. Author Michael Lewis brought these to light via his bestseller, Flash Boys. Basically, these networks give big banks an advantage by executing trades faster than everyone else, allowing them to buy lower and sell higher than the average Joe. While these spread networks game the system that the banks themselves created, the bigger problem is that they trip trading algorithms in other financial institutions. Forget irrational exuberance. This is artificial exuberance. These systems are not responding to market dynamics. They are creating them. Ironically, investment banking itself was created from the outside in. In the 18th century, inherited property was the only pathway to wealth. Mayer Amschel Rothschild, a Jew from Frankfurt, helped create many of the financial innovations we still recognize today. Global banking, bond markets, foreign exchange, and arbitrage. Rothschild, who endured pogroms and daily doses of anti-Semitism, developed imaginative ways to infiltrate a system designed to keep people like him out. Today, the biggest innovations in finance are largely happening outside the financial community as well. Digital cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are emerging as viable financial alternatives. They're basically managed via a continuously growing distributed database called a blockchain. All users have a record of all transactions all the time, which means no hidden fees, accounting errors, or hacked accounts. In other words, no bank needed. Innovations like Bitcoin can disrupt more than just financial institutions. They can move independently of borders and the laws that govern nations. They can be used for illicit purposes without detection. Most importantly, since government has no line of sight, collecting tax on these transactions is almost impossible. More and more digital innovations are being used to bypass ATM fees, deflect overage charges, and switch credit card debt to lower-cost alternatives. They provide lending networks that are an affordable substitute to predatory payday loans, as well as algorithms that predict the creditworthiness of people with no credit history. And these are just the beginning. In the near future, artificial intelligence software, along with open and pervasive internet access, will make it easier to disintermediate the big banks. The ability to connect lenders with borrowers, manage complex corporate transactions like mergers, and invest capital productively will no longer be the monopoly of the banks. While our largest financial institutions are lobbying to recover the freedoms they enjoyed before they destroyed the economy a decade ago, entrepreneurs are innovating their way around them, creating a financial future that will make banks more and more irrelevant. Which makes one wonder if someday we'll hear the phrase, too slow to fail.
Jeff DeGraff is a professor at the University of Michigan and our partner in The Next Idea. You'll find his essay at the Next Idea link at michiganradio.org.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.